Zanuck began chewing on a fingernail. His eyes blinked rapidly. No one in the room spoke. Finally, he picked up a letter from the folder and tapped it with his finger. "Alcoa says they're dealing from strength," he said. "Anybody who puts that kind of statement in a letter is trying to bluff. I say we're the ones dealing from strength."
"Amen," Huff said.
Zanuck acknowledged Huff's interpretation with a quick smile. "Let's tell these guys we'll give them 97,000 square feet of a north lot out back and throw in lot four besides, but we'll tell them we want all the Pico lot and won't give up any production land." He looked around the office. "What do you fellas think of that?"
"I'm all for it, Rich," Huff said.
He glanced around the room. "I'm speaking from the production angle, of course, but if you start giving up production land, you can't just say we'll build a moat someplace else. You fellas don't realize how much costs have gone up." There was neither agreement nor disagreement with Huff. Most of the men simply stared into the middle distance as if weighing the problem. At last, Frank Ferguson, the head of the legal department, cleared his throat.
"I don't think we should give them an ultimatum, Dick," he said deliberately. "After all, we're going to be neighbors for a long time, and they could make things very difficult for us."
He looked at the stolid faces around him.
"I'd ease up with them, Dick. State your proposition, and then say we're prepared to discuss."
"Nah, I don't think so, Frank," Zanuck said quickly. "It's not to our advantage to prolong it. Let's smoke them out first, and then we'll discuss."